All right, Rod and Luke back in the McDougal Auctioneers broadcast booth. Search it, watch it, bet on it, buy it at McDougalBay.com and on the McDougal Bay app. It's a low-scoring one. Riders trail the Eskimos 9-6 as we look at the stat of the half. It was a no-doubter. Luke and I decide on that one real quickly. It's the penalties. Eskimos 3 for 30. Riders 9 for 95.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. You can't have that. This is a team that hasn't had a problem with these type of things over the last few games. Again, you can't afford to give teams yardage like that. That's all, you know, if you look at one player, that's one player's worth of yards. And, you know, when you're putting yourself in second and 20, Rod, second and 15, there's no plays in the playbook for that sort of thing.
That's the stat of the half. The penalties, not a good stat for Saskatchewan. Stat of the half for Reliance Heath Water Heater Rentals, now running in Melville, Yorkton, Estevan, and Weyburn. Call today, 522-5866. Riders will get the ball to open the third quarter. Here comes the second half kickoff for Colin O'Brien Manshop, the official clothier of the Rider broadcast crew. It's a low driver. Marcus Thigpen from the Riders 10, 20, 25, 30. And down to around the 31-yard line. Downfield for the Edmonton Eskimos on the stop, 29. Mercy Mason, the rookie corner out of Boise State, and the Saskatchewan Rough Riders will be starting around their 32-yard line.
A couple young guys out there for the Eskimos on the corners. You got Mercy Maston, and you also got Nick Taylor, who they got over from Ottawa. Let's see what the Riders can start with.
Riders down three as they start this drive from their 32. Far left hash. They go with a six-pack again. Four-man rush. Caleros delivers wide right flats. Caught by Shaq Evans. It takes two Eskimos to bring him down, but not before he gets a first out of the 44. And now another very late flag to open up this third quarter.
Yeah, I think they're going to get J.C. Sherritt for a late, late hit. And a targeting hit, as a matter of fact. He tried to put his shoulder into the helmet.
Unnecessary roughness, Edmonton, number 47. 15 yards at the end of the play, automatic first down.
It is J.C. Sherritt, the 8-year veteran out of Eastern Washington. Big yardage there, up to the Eskimo 51.
It's a good play call from Saskatchewan to start off the drive. The Edmonton Eskimos defensive backs and halfbacks are giving them those receivers a lot of space originally, so take advantage of that and get the ball in their hands quickly.
Good start to the second half here. Riders a first down, Eskimos 51 near right hash. Again, an empty backfield, 4-by-2 formation of receivers. Caleros drops to pass on first down, wide left flats. Devon Bailey takes it up inside to the 40 of Edmonton, and another Saskatchewan first down.
Edmonton in man coverage. Devon Bailey at the wide side of the field. He's just going to run a dig route at about 6 yards, and Zach Caleros finds him for the first.
Another Famoso first down for Famoso Neapolitan Pizzeria. Authentic ingredients on a hand-tossed crust. Enjoy with great daily drink specials at either Regina location or the two in Saskatoon. First down, Riders, Eskimo 40, six-pack again. Caleros sidearms it underneath. Shaq Evans at the 35. Bouncing it inside to the 32. The gain will be 8 yards on first down for Shaq Evans.
Well, they split out Figgy pre-snap to the wide side. We give him three wide receivers, and Shaq Evans just runs a little sit-down at the hash marks. He's underneath the zone coverage of the Esks, and Caleros finds him, and a very manageable 1 yard to go here on a good opening drive to start this third quarter.
Ball is right in front of the goalpost. Trey Mason, the lone back. Zach Caleros in shotgun on second and a long yard from the 32 of Edmonton. And the give will be to Mason, a gun run, and he stopped shy for a loss, as a matter of fact, at the 35. And the field goal team will come up.
And the Edmonton Eskimos snuff out a decent first drive. You know, we've seen this from the Riders all season. Jordan Williams-Lambert coming down and cutting off the eight-man line of scrimmage. He whiffs on his block, and it adds to a number of guys that are able to penetrate the backfield quickly. And Trey Mason with really no room to run, and Lowther comes out to even this game at 9.
43 yards for Lowther right down the middle into the south end zone. Bartell down on one knee, calls for it, gets the high snap down. Lowther gets it off from 43 yards out. He's good into pill country. And it's a tie game, 9-9. 12:09 to go in the third quarter. We'll be right back to Mosaic Stadium after this timeout on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. To go now in this third quarter in this Thanksgiving Day Monday games tied 9-9. We're brought to you by Capital Auto Mall, Young's Equipment, Agco, and Sastel. Luke, pretty good opening series for the Riders in the second half, but unfortunately couldn't get to the end zone.
Oh, yeah, got stopped up. Edmonton locked down at their defensive front specifically. Again, you got to hand it to coach. At times, the Saskatchewan Rough Riders as well, they've been a little bit predictable. Either way, it's not the offense in question right now. It's this defensive front.
We got a couple of sacks today, one from Charleston Hughes, one from Willie Jefferson. The Eskimos starting from their 35-yard line near left hash. His time just now is whistled in by Al Bradbury. Twin tight ends for Riley. Hands off to C.J. Gable, who doesn't have much, so he'll bounce it outside left to the 37-yard line. 2-yard pickup for their leading rusher, C.J. Gable.
And a great job of pursuit by number 74, Mac Henry. The Riders do initially a good job on the line of scrimmage. They take all the space away for C.J. Gable to run. He bounces out, but Mac Henry is able to get off a block and run down the line in pursuit. And now the Esks have to deal with 2nd and 8.
Eskimos spread 5 wide here. On the passing down from their 37 near left hash, Bahar and Bryant Mitchell swap sides in the formation. Riders blitz. Riley dancing in the pocket, scrambles out right, gets some time, and now delivers down the far sidelines, and it's caught for a first down up at the 47-yard line by Duke Williams.
And again, it's a case of Mike Riley being able to get out of the pocket and extend the play with his legs. Saskatchewan blitzes, and unfortunately, Luchez Purifoy, who's the outside guy blitzing, gets knocked all the way down into the near the guards, and that's what allows Riley to break contain and connect with Mitchell for the first down.
Out to the 47-yard line now for Edmonton. 2 backs for Mike Riley. Calvin McCarty motions over to the right wing. C.J. Gable's the tailback in the tandem. Play fake from Riley. Screen pass Duke Williams, 50, midfield into Rider territory to the 53-yard line, and it looks like another Eskimo first down.
And Jason Moss, this is the 2nd or 3rd time they've tried to get the Rough Riders sort of lost with wide receivers and fullbacks coming out into the flats. And that's a good first down pickup for Mitchell, but again, the Riders, because he's coming out from inside the tackle box into the flats, they're automatically behind him when Riley snaps the ball.
Back-to-back first downs passing for the Eskimos, and now they're at the Rider 52 near left hash. Again, 2 backs for Mike Riley, and here's a give to C.J. Gable inside. 50 to the 45-yard line, the 44, and he'll pick up 8 yards on the first down run.
Gave a lot of credit to Brock Sunderland when they were able to get C.J. Gable out of Hamilton as that ship was sinking under June Jones. They run a counter here with Travis Bond, and really C.J. Gable does a good job of figuring out all the noise in front of him to run for a solid first down.
2nd and a couple, Mike Riley lines up under center with a quarterback keep, and the veteran out of Central Washington will get the first down to the 40-yard line of Saskatchewan, and they move the chains again, their 3rd first down.
Yeah, Rod, if it was 2nd and 6, Riley would have gotten that on the sneak. Well, not 6, maybe 4.5. That was a heck of an effort.
Well, again, Riley came in with 390 yards rushing. Their 2nd leading rusher, and he's gone well over 400 on the season today. First down Edmonton at the Rider 40. Lots of motion in this set for the Eskimos. Riley takes the snap. 1-step drop, pumps, and now we'll take off up the middle, and he's plowed in the middle of the field at the 37-yard line. 3-yard pickup for the quarterback, 2nd down.
You got to give credit to the coverage here. Saskatchewan working hard. Nick Marshall taking away Duke Williams, who Riley's looking for at the end of this play. And Ed Gainey took out Hazleton. 2nd and 7.
from the Rider 37-yard line. Five receivers for the green and gold. Riley waves them in motion. Riders come with the blitz. Riley's in trouble. And he'll go down along the line of scrimmage. Not sure the Riders will get credit for a sack there, but either way, it's third down Edmonton.
We talked about timing on the blitz as one of the reasons the Riders missed a couple opportunities here. The blitz is timed perfectly. Edmonton actually picks it up well, but Charleston Hughes manages to break free and force Riley up the middle where Eddie Steele is waiting for him to bring him down.
Well, while the Riders haven't been able to find the end zone themselves, their defense has done a great job forcing now a fourth field goal attempt for Sean White. Might be the first kicker that blinks today.
Yeah.
Will lose the game. 45-yarder. Sean White gets the low snap off, gets it off and upright, I think, and in. And the Eskimos retake the lead, 12-9, 7:40 to go here in the third quarter. We'll be right back. You're listening to the CFL on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Edmonton Eskimos back up by three. They lead 12-9 as the Riders are set to start from their 35-yard line. Let's go down to the sidelines now with Michael Ball.
Don't have the stats in front of me, Rod, but the temperature has dropped and the wind's picked up slightly, so whatever wind there is appears to be in the Riders' favor right now here in the third quarter.
Yeah, you can certainly feel it up here in the broadcast booth. Yeah. Ballsy's reports from the sidelines for Cooper Tire for all-season performance, superior handling, and a comfortable ride. See the Cooper Evolution HT Tire at your Cooper Tire dealer.
Well, it's a great heads up by Ballsy. I was actually about to mention it. The wind feels like it's picking up, and we got to remember when the Saskatchewan Rough Riders won the toss, they elected to defer. So let's see if that maybe has an impact on the game near the end.
Okay, Riders starting far left hash of their 35, down 3 points in this game. Four receivers to the right side, one left for Caleros, who drops to pass on first down. Doesn't see anything downfield. Now throws a crossbody over the middle. It's caught around the 40-yard line by Spencer Moore. His first catch of the game to the 41. Six-yard pickup for the six-year veteran from McMaster.
Good job here by Zach Caleros. Again, there's a lot of pressure on him. He's got to step up in the pocket. He avoids the tackles from the defensive tackles and manages to find Spencer Moore there. And Spence is able to get 6 yards to put him in second and four.
Eighth catch of the season for Spencer Moore. He had 57 yards coming in. Puts the Riders in a second and four situation now from their 41. Again, empty backfield for Caleros. Three-step drop. Throws underneath. Eric Jordan the catch in the first down up to the 50-yard line. 9-yard gain. They needed only four.
Well, now the ball's starting to come out a little bit quicker from Zach Caleros, and again, that's a good thing because with this Edmonton Eskimos defensive front running all these stunts and games up front, the quicker you get the ball out, the better opportunity you're going to have to manufacture yardage. And Caleros hits Williams Lambert pretty much immediately to convert that first to the first down.
Now from the 50, Trey Mason to the backfield. Shaq Evans, the lone receiver, right. Three pack to the left for Caleros. On first down, they gives to Trey Mason inside, out to the 54 before J.C. Sherritt makes the sure tackle. In the middle of that Edmonton defense, the gain will be 4.5.
Well, there's a lot of space between the nose tackle and the defensive end here to begin this play. And the reason why that is because Edmonton's sending number 38, Adam Konar, in the blitz. He gets picked up right away by the Saskatchewan's right guard, Bladick, and that's what gives Trey Mason initial room to get 5 yards.
So now second and five from the midfield line. Five wide for Caleros. Trey Mason remains in the backfield. Riders down three in this one. 5.5 to go, third quarter. A hush over the stadium here. Key second down for the green. Caleros zings it downfield, and it's caught by Air Jordan at the 40. Shakes off the first tackle, goes out of bounds on the 37-yard line. Over on the far Edmonton sidelines, and a big first down.
You got second and five. Benavides says to his defensive line, it's on you guys. They can't get any pressure because it's just them against the five Rider O linemen, and Caleros has all sorts of time to find Lambert to his left between the numbers for 18 yards.
Second first down of this series for the Riders, who are up now to the Eskimo 37. far left hash. To the twin tight ends they go. Josiah St. John, tight end to the right side. On first down, Caleros to pass. End zone shot. Devon Bailey, it's knocked away by the corner. Looked like there might have been some contact there, but no flags. Going to be second and 10 as Zach went for it all.
Yeah, great defense here by, can't get quite get the number.
I think this might have been Forrest Hightower.
Yeah, you're right, Rod. It was Forrest Hightower, but this is just him competing for a jump ball with Devon Bailey. And Bailey really never gets the opportunity to compete for it because of the way Hightower had him locked down. Good deep.
5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Riders are second down and 10. The Eskimo 37. Thigpen the back now in a 5-R formation. Three down linemen for the Eskimos. Caleros drops, rolls out right, points downfield. Gonna tuck and run, and he's down on the 27-yard line. A yard shy of the first down, the 28 he goes down. And now Chris Jones is looking at this. He's gonna run down to the yard marker to see how close they are.
It's a long 1 yard. This is a great decision by Zach Caleros. Kwaku Boateng on the left side of the, or right side of the O-line. He tries to get a spin move going against Thad Coleman, and it doesn't work. Thad knocks him down into the line, and Caleros breaks contain, looking like Mike Riley, and gets 9 yards out of the deal. That was a very astute play and decision by number 17.
So now Nick Marshall comes into quarterback short yardage here, third and a yard at the Eskimo 28. The rookie from Auburn, who's played all game at corner, is the short yardage quarterback. He's going to take it around the left end, goes Marshall. He's got a lot of room. 20-yard line, 15, 10. Down the far side, lines it out at the Eskimo 4. It's a 24-yard run, but there's a penalty marker down.
Yeah, it's going to be a holding call on Jordan Williams-Lambert. He's the end guy on the line of scrimmage, and he just gets too much of number 41's shoulder. That's Monchadrick Hunter.
Holding, Saskatchewan, number 84. 4 yards regained, 10-yard penalty, remains third down.
And again, the penalty situation coming back and shooting the Riders in the foot. Brett Lowther's going to have to saunter on the field to make a field goal from about the 45.
Well, this isn't going to be automatic.
Well, as Ballsy said, too, the wind's picking up, especially it might not be like that at down lower, but up top it feels like the wind's really blowing.
It's a 46-yard field goal for Brett Lowther, his longest attempt today. Pretty much right down the middle. Bartel gets it down. Lowther gets it out from 46 yards out. Plenty of distance, but he's wide to the left, and it's going to be brought out by Martise Jackson. 10-yard line, 20 for Edmonton, and out to the 22. So they return it for no points, and the Eskimo lead remains 12-9. 3:24 to go in the third quarter. We'll be right back. This is the CFL on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Back at Mosaic, well, when I mentioned it may be a case of the first field goal kicker blinking, I was hoping it wasn't ours. Lowther misses from 46 yards out, and the Eskimo lead remains 3.
Yeah, and all of Rider Nation is hoping that you're wrong now, right? So, it was a long field goal. And unfortunately, it's just the narrative of the game continues. The Riders are just absolutely shooting themselves with these penalties here.
So after the return by Martise Jackson of the missed field goal, the Edmonton Eskimos, with 3:24 to go in the third quarter, take over from their 24-yard line in the far right hash. Tight end left in this formation. Three receivers right for Riley. Play fake, throws on a slant to Kenny Stafford, and he's got the first down up to the 36-yard line.
Well, Saskatchewan's blitzing, and the way it works out is that there's no safety. Well, there's one, but he was occupied, so you're seeing a lot of one-on-one battles, and Hazleton just beats Ed Gainey to the inside on his little dig route that he's running, and they got a first down out of it.
Eskimos from their 36-yard line. Lots of Motion in this set to the wide left side. Play fake from Riley, and a screen pass is dropped by Vidal Hazelton. Attempted it to the wide left side of the field, going to bring up second and 10.
Yeah, thank goodness that Vidal Hazelton drops this football again. This is another occasion of Edmonton running receivers from one side of the tackle box out into the flats, and Hazelton's wide open. He doesn't drop that, he might have a first down.
Four-year veteran from Cincinnati, doesn't drop many. Eskimos second and 10 from their 36 as the crowd gets loud in here. Eskimos lead by three, getting late here in the third quarter. Mike Riley barking out his play over the noisy crowd. CJ Gable the lone back in a five receiver set. Riders bring the blitz. Riley gives it a heave down the far sidelines, and Hazelton makes this catch inside the 40 down to the Saskatchewan 35.
Saskatchewan's blitzing, and again, it's all about timing. It's a tad late, and Edmonton picks it up, which leaves a one-on-one battle for Hazelton against Moncrief again, and Hazelton goes up and gets it for 40 yards. The Eskimos have really been going at that matchup, and they're going to get it again to the boundary.
They're on the ball from the 34-yard line of Saskatchewan. That gives the C.J. Gable inside to the 31. Three-yard pickup for C.J. Gable, second down.
Look at that, second and seven, and the Riders needing a stop. And for the first time this game, you're starting to see a lot of hands on hips. Guys are looking tired out there.
In a game where points are at a premium, Eskimos up 12-9, a minute to go in the third. The Eskimos are threatening here. Second and seven, far right hash of the Rider 31. Two backs for Riley, three pack to the short right side. Here comes the blitz. Riley throws it away. Well, he goes downfield. It's intercepted. Nick Marshall picks it off. 15-yard line, 20. It's Nick Marshall looking for a corner to the wide right side. The rookie from Auburn down on the 30-yard line. But the Riders take it away.
This is man defense and probably one of the best interceptions you're going to see all year. Nick Marshall versus Duke Williams. Mike Riley gets hit, so he can't finish the throw. It ends up coming a little bit short, and Nick Marshall just makes an outstanding play. He gets his outside hand, his left hand on the football, and then goes and gets the deflection.
We'll be right back. 12-9, Riders lead, 45 seconds left in this third quarter on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Well, a great turn of events for the green and white with 45 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Mike Riley puts up a duck, a 50-50 ball. It's Nick Marshall that comes down with it, and the Riders will take over from their 26-yard line.
Yeah, there was no better time than right there that for a turnover for the green and white. And Nick Marshall, who's played well all year, having a great rookie year, just comes up with the pick, and it was an outstanding play.
For Nick Marshall, that's his third of the season, and the Riders starting near right hash of their 26 in the shadows of the West Side grandstand here. The gives to Trey Mason, doesn't have much off that left side. Nothing at all, going to be second and 10, maybe second and 11.
Yeah, Armando Sewell just makes a monster play here. He's playing run the entire way, and what Armando Sewell is going to do is he's going to swim Darius Bladek, who's got his head down and is just too top heavy. Armando gets over him and makes a tackle in the backfield. That's one of the better vets on a young player in Bladek.
This is the final play of the third quarter upcoming. Second and 10. Riders just across their 25-yard line. Five receivers. The back is Thigpen. Four-man rush. Calderos in trouble. Points downfield, heaves it for Shaq Evans, and he makes the catch out across the 45-yard line. They're going to call him down on the 43, and the Riders convert. They get a first down and hopefully marching when we come back for the fourth quarter through three at Mosaic Stadium on the Quality Tire scoreboard. It is Edmonton 12, Saskatchewan 9. At Quality Tire, we know tires and service. 10 locations across Saskatchewan and online at qualitytire.ca. Time to stretch in Regina. This is the CFL on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. We go to the fourth quarter for Nutrien Ag Solutions, AGCO, Quality Tire, and Seedmaster. Not nervous yet. Riders down just three, and they've got the football here as the teams have swapped ends. Riders will defend the south end zone here in the fourth quarter. Zach Caleros in this game, 18 of 24 for 207. He's fumbled once. His favorite receiver has been Shaq Evans, five catches for 57 yards. Air Jordan's got three for 31. Devon Bailey, 1 for 10. Kyran Moore, 2 for 30. Trey Mason, 2 for 7. And Mason's got 13 yards along the ground. As time's whistled in by Al Bradbury, Riders are first and 10 from their own 42-yard line on the near left hash. Riders in green, Eskimos in white. Empty set for the Riders on first down. Claro stands, throws, bad throw out in the wide right flats. No shot for Shaq Evans to get at it. And I don't think Zach was hurried. Second and 10.
No, he was just trying to get, again, we talked about it in the third quarter. He sped up his play clock in his mind, and he's getting the ball out a little bit quicker. Here, I think he expects Evans to maybe run a shorter route and get to the sideline. He does not, and they're in second and 10.
Well, they can't waste them. They go to a five receiver set now on second and 10 from their own 42. Marcus Thigpen is the back. Four down linemen for the Eskimos. Caleros to pass on second and long, over the middle. Air Jordan is popped. Thought he had it initially. He took a hard lick, and he's still down as the Riders are going to have to punt it away.
Yeah, unfortunately, Air Jordan's made these plays all season long, and he's been in a couple spots where he was going to take contact. This time, J.C. Sherrod unloads on him, and Neil King is coming down to, you know, add to the collision. And there's been a flag thrown here. I'm not sure what the flag is on. The crowd thinks it's on the Edmonton Eskimos.
The officials come together for a conference. It's on the Eskimos, says Mike Edom.
Yeah, and if it is, it's a first down.
After the play, objectionable conduct, Edmonton, number 41. This is a 10-yard penalty and will result in a first down, Saskatchewan.
Holy smokes.
Monchadrick Hunter is trying his best to get cut. I think this is, what is this, the third penalty against him? The second unsportsmanlike penalty for sure on number 41, who's still arguing.
Through it all, we've got an injury break here for WorkSafe Saskatchewan. Air Jordan is down, requiring attention. WorkSafe Saskatchewan brings you the injury reports. Even one injury is too many. Make zero your mission at home, work, and play. So the offense will come back on, and the Riders will have a first down from their own 52.
And Brian Jones, who they brought in here from the Argos, who's been primarily a special teams player, is in the huddle, so it's not going to be KD Cannon, who I've been particularly interested in seeing. It's going to be Brian Jones, who's been here a lot longer, or probably actually about the same amount of time, but we'll see if big number 89 can make a play here. If he's given the opportunity.
Air Jordan walking off, but not easily, with the help of Ryan Raftis and Trevor Lynn. Very popular rookie receiver out of Ball State. Riders in their huddle now, 14-17 to go, fourth quarter. The Eskimos lead is three. Brian Jones, Thigpen, Moore, and Bailey to the right side. Kenny Shaw and Shaq Evans to the left. Six receivers for Caleros on first down. Slant left, Shaq Evans hauls it in. Down to the 51 of the Eskimos, and the gain will be six, nearly seven.
And again, Caleros speeds the time up in which he wants to throw the ball. He hits Shaq Evans on the slant. When they see this on film, they're going to want this play back because he had a couple open receivers between the hash and the number on the left that might have gone for a touchdown. Either way, you're looking at second and about three right now.
Shaq Evans, the favorite target of Zach Caleros today. Second and three, Eskimo 51. Again with the six receivers. Caleros weighs him in motion. Four-man rush. Looking left is Caleros, and it passes caught. Holy smokes. I thought Konar had a shot at it, but it's hauled in down at the 45-yard line by Thigpen, and a Famoso first down.
Edmonton is relying on their four defensive linemen again, and they run another stunt. Sewell comes to the outside. Kwaku Boateng goes down inside. Unfortunately, Sewell still is down, but this is a great throw by Zach Caleros right before he really starts to feel any pressure from the Edmonton Eskimos defensive front. And the Riders are going to have a first down on Edmonton's 45.5.
Fake pen with the reception moves the chains to the 45-yard line. While they attend to Almondo Sewell on this WorkSafe Saskatchewan injury break, we'll step back. Eskimos lead by three. Riders are marching 2 minutes into the fourth quarter. This is the CFL on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. .1302 remains, fourth quarter. Riders down three. This is a series that started at their 26-yard line. They're at the Eskimo 45 after that reception by Marcus Thigpen. It was a Famoso first down catch. Our first downs for Famoso Neapolitan Pizzeria. Every pizza hand-tossed by our pizziolas, dine in or get delivery with Skip the Dishes. Two locations in both Regina and Saskatoon. By the way, no Monday night watch party tonight.
What?
No, not with the Rider game tonight, so
priorities, huh?
We'll be watching somewhere else and hopefully celebrating a Rider victory as they come over the ball here. First and 10, Eskimo 45, near left hash. 4x1 set for Caleros, and the gives to Trey Mason down to the 43-yard line off the left side of the center. The gain will be three.
This is a run-pass option play that Zach Caleros and Trey Mason wait till the very end, last possible minute, to make the decision on. Zach Caleros ends up leaving it to Trey Mason, who gets 3 yards. But again, I think that Zach Caleros may be close to pulling one of these RPOs if he sees that type of look again.
Quickly down to Michael Ball.
I think they walked Jordan Williams-Lambert right to the dressing room, fellas, so he's probably done today.
Second down, 7 to go. Eskimo 42. Caleros straight back to pass. Airs it out. Streaking. Oh, bounced off the shoulder of Kenny Shaw down at the goal line.
Yeah, this is just a ball that Kenny Shaw is going to hate when he sees it on film. He beats his man to the outside and runs away from Monshadrick Hunter, who's having a terrible game, and it just goes off his helmet, and Zach Caleros probably feels for the kid. He's probably a little bit upset that his receiver didn't bring it down as well. And another long field goal here. Next, for Brett Lauder. This will be 50 yards.
Caleros put it right on him. 50-yard attempt for Brett Lauder to tie the game. The kick is up, and he's short and wide. Martise Jackson returning it to the 15 of Edmonton. 20, 25, 30 goes Jackson to the 34 of the Edmonton Eskimos. Oh, a tough goal there for the Riders, and kicker Brett Lauther, who's missed two now, and the deficit remains three. Eskimo ball.
Well, if you're Brett Lauther's family, you can say, hey, at least you're not the kicker from Green Bay. That guy missed four. So Lauther's just going to, he's going to get another opportunity eventually here in this game, and hopefully it's for the win or the tie at least. But every young player has to fight through adversity, especially in the final phase of the year.
So now the Eskimos, who lead by three only, early in this fourth quarter, will start from their 34-yard line, far left hash. And a handoff to C.J. Gable on the left side, and the hole is filled. He's down on the 37. The gain will be 2.5 for C.J. Gable.
And they're going to run Toby Antigua on here to play in this second and a long seven situation. Mack Henry's going to come out. They've got Jeter and Jefferson as the ends. I wonder if this will be some pressure or maybe a late add by Toby Antigua in the rush.
Second and seven, Eskimos. It's loud down there from their 37. Five receivers set. Riders blitz. Riley delivers wide right flats underneath coverage. Duke Williams and Nick Marshall will bring him down. He gets to the 42. Stretches to the 42, but he's a couple yards shy of the first down, and then looks like the punt team's coming on for the Eskimos. Two and out.
I'm actually going to say that this play right here by Nick Marshall is a better play than his interception. This is one-on-one with the best wide receiver in the league. He shows patience. He puts his helmet on the outside of the ball carrier like every good defender is going to do, and he makes a one-on-one tackle. If they get this down, they're in trouble. But that's fantastic play by number three, Nick Marshall.
Riders about to get the ball back here with 10 minutes to go. Hugh O'Neill's punt is high and deep. Marcus Thigpen inside the Saskatchewan 20, outside the numbers, near side, over the 25, and down to around the 28-yard line. Rider ball when we come back. They're down three, 9:55 left. You're listening to the CFL Thanksgiving edition on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Fourth quarter is for G3 Canada, Sask Lotteries, Pioneer Protector, Harvest Max CR, and Young's Equipment. So the Saskatchewan Rough Riders have the ball back, and with 9:55 to go, trailing 12-9, they'll start at their 28-yard line. Had some tough luck here in this second half. A couple missed field goals from Brett Lowther, and then on that last series,
yeah,
Zach Caleros puts the ball right on Kenny Shaw, who's behind coverage, and he couldn't haul it in.
Yeah, I think Zach Caleros has played a good game. He's been a victim of some drop balls. There's been a ton of pressure on him, but again, we talked about him speeding up his internal clock as far as getting these passes off. He may not want to show a little bit of patience because he is getting receivers that are coming open at the top of their routes.
Riders on the ball starting from their 28 near left hash. Four receivers to the right, one to the left for Caleros. Drops back, looks over the middle, throws on a crosser to Kenny Shaw. And does he have it? Yes, to the 34-yard line, and the gain will be six.
And again, a little more patience, and I think that he's able to hit Shaq Evans, who's running a seam route right between the numbers in the hash on the left side of the field. Evans is wide open, but either way, it's good for the Riders to just get some yardage there on first.
6 yards. Brian Jones in this game for the injured Air Jordan goes outside the numbers to the wide right side. Five wide for Caleros on second and four from their own 34. Four-man rush. Caleros powers it over the middle. Kenny Shaw the catch. Out to the 47-yard line and a Rider first down.
Well, I'll tell you what, you're starting to see some darts come out of the franchise quarterback here for the green and white. Again, not too much pressure, and he's able to make a perfect throw for 13 yards to Kenny Shaw, who's come in here and played well for the green and white.
Back-to-back solid games by Kenny Shaw, the former Argo and Red Black, who is out of football for a year, rehabbing a blown-out knee. He's been a great find. First down Riders, their own 47. Again, a four-man rush. Calero steps up in the pocket, throws a middle screen to Thigpen. He's down to the 48, and the gain will just be a yard.
If that. Good job by J.C. Sherritt, understanding who his coverage responsibility is in this defense in this play, and he's waiting for Thiggy to get the ball and makes a sound tackle. Riders are in second and nine.
8:05 to go, and the clock's running. Riders down three. They are second and nine from their own 48. Moore, Bailey, and Jones to the right. Two left. Caleros with time. His pass over the middle for Brian Jones. They say he did not haul it in, and it's third down. Riders are going to have to give it up here with under 8 minutes to go.
And the struggle continues for some of these receivers. This is Brian Jones running a simple little sort of in-out route, and Claros puts it on him down low, but he should have caught this. This is a catchable ball for number 89. And if you're going to wear that 89 jersey in Rider Nation, they're going to expect you to make plays like the guy who used to wear it, Chris Getzlaff.
Caleros now 23 of 33 for 240. Bartel controls a high snap and boots it away low, bounces at the 35 to 30 of Edmonton. Martise Jackson fields it around his 25, and he's down on the 26. He is going to get five free yards from the no yards flag. We'll be back in a minute with the Eskimos on offense. They lead 12-9, 7:21 is left. You're listening to the Canadian Football League on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. .721 is left in this one. That's a lot of time in the CFL, but the Eskimos are in the driver's seat, leading 12-9, and they're going to start this drive from their 33-yard line. We are brought to you by AGCO, Sunbelt Rentals, and A&W. It's been a physical one. Jordan Williams-Lambert out of the game due to injury here for the Rough Riders, and he's been clutch in those second and long situations, and they don't have him at their disposal here, it would appear, for the rest of the game. So Mike Riley is going to try and put a drive together here and put some points on the board as they start from their 33 in a game which has had no touchdowns yet. Five receivers set for Riley. Riders bring the blitz up the middle, and Riley's going to take a sack back inside the 30-yard line.
Yeah, this is a coverage sack. And the reason why I say that is they're sending the blitz, and Riley recognizes it. And as soon as he recognizes it, he looks for number 8, Nate Bihar, 11, Nate Bihar. And Mike Edom was all over him in coverage. That is a fantastic job by Edom on a capable playmaker in Bihar to take away the only outlet route versus the blitz that Riley had.
Riley is 10 of 20 today for 134. And two picks. That was a loss of five. Second and 15 for the Esks from their 28. Riley throws a short right screen, and that is incomplete. And the Riders force a two and out. The Eskimos are going to have to punt it away.
Yeah, they send the blitz. Now Toby Antigo's on the field. He's part of the blitz initially, and this is a great job by Antigo, recognizing CJ Gables getting out underneath it, because he's in man coverage. So if he added to the blitz there and didn't break off and cover Gable, Gable would have been open. He did his job, and the Eskimos are punting.
High snap, but O'Neill controls and boots it. An arrow down the field, taken in the air inside the 45 of the Riders by Swerve. Looking for a corner to this wide left side, but he's tripped up at the 46-yard line by Calvin McCarty, the veteran fullback out of Western Washington. The return's 3, the punt 40.
McCarty's just done really everything that he's been asked by the Edmonton Eskimos for his entire career. And again, you're looking at the great Canadian fullbacks who have played in this league. And at the end of the day, when all is said and done, McCarty's going to be referenced as one of those guys.
So now it's up to Caleros and company, down just 3. To march the field starting from their 46-yard line, 6 minutes to go. Six receivers for Caleros. Short left side pass caught by Brian Jones, and the veteran from Acadia gets out to the midfield line. Gain is 9.
We did a lot of scouting on Brian Jones when we were still doing those draft shows, Rod, a couple years ago. And man, for a league that's been waiting for the next coming of Andy Fantuz, there's a lot of players or people in the league that thought number 89 Brian Jones might be the guy, and it hasn't worked out like that, but that's a solid catch, and now the Riders are in 2nd and 1.
And the short yardage crew comes out, quarterback by Nick Marshall. Zach Caleros will watch this from the sidelines. 5:20 to go. Riders casually approaching things here from the 55. Nick Marshall under center. Nobody in the backfield. And Marshall's going to get the first down here. He gets down to the 53, maybe the 52-yard line. And they moved the chains.
Well, the first time Nick Marshall was out on the field during short yardage, he took it all the way to the outside and had a great yard gain or a great play taken off the board because of a holding call. This time, he doesn't go to the outside. He recognizes that there's a huge hole over the middle between Dan Clark and his right guard, Darius Bladek. He takes that gap and gets the first down.
Zach Calero's back on the field behind center and shotgun. Three receivers each side. They're at the Eskimo 52 near left hash. And Clarence throws short left side, incomplete. Quick hitter looking for Devon Bailey in front of the Rider bench. He couldn't hold it in. Second and 10.
You're right now, the Edmonton Eskimos, with the way that the Riders are playing these first down passes, they're wide open for a hitch and go. And I think that might be a play that the Riders can go to if they get another opportunity here on first down is a hitch and go, because the Edmonton DBs are starting to play the receivers a little bit closer than they had in the first half.
Bailey, Moore, and Jones to the right, Shaw and Shaq Evans to the left. The back is Thigpen, second and 10 from the 52. The Eskimos blitz. Caleros rolls right, throws cross body over here. For, oh, what a catch by Brian Jones. Holy smokes. Down to the 41-yard line. Should be a first down.
Yeah, and Brian Jones makes up for the fact that he had a drop ball about three or four plays ago, and Caleros rolls to the right. You never want to see quarterbacks rolling to the right and throwing back to their left, but it was an accurate throw, and Jones does a good job of catching the ball and getting the first down for the green and white.
They're down to the 41 of Edmonton. 3.5 to go. The Riders trail by 3. They go with stop motion here. The Eskimos defense doesn't move. 4 linemen with their hands in the dirt. They send 4. Caleros pumps middle. Now unloads. It's tipped and incomplete. J.C. Sherritt got a hand on it in the middle of the D. And it's going to be 2nd and 10 now for the 41.
Yeah, J.C. Sherritt isn't the tallest guy or the longest guy out on that field, but he's got just the right size in this play to get his hand on the football, and thankfully for the Eskimos he did, because Kenny Shaw has a first down if he catches this.
Second and 10 Riders, Edmonton 41. 5 wide for Caleros. Drops straight back, pressured now. Drills it near side, and it's intercepted. It's intercepted by the Eskimos' Mercy Mason at a very disastrous time.
Yeah, I'm not sure what Caleros is seeing here. He's under pressure from Ceresna, and he comes out, and he throws it to the sideline, and he's trying to get Shaq Evans near the sideline, and it's a complete miss. Mercy Mason has a first down and a turnover for the Eskimos.
We've hit the 3-minute warning for Jiffy Lube Regina, with the Eskimos up 12-9. Get road trip ready. Visit jiffylubeservice.ca. We'll be right back to Mosaic Stadium for the finale in a moment on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Okay, the Eskimos take over from their 33, Luke, 2:55 left. Are you nervous yet?
No, there's plenty of time left on this. The only reason I'm nervous, actually, is that there's plenty of time left to get the ball back, but if they do get the ball back, the question is going to be, can the Riders get themselves in scoring position?
Eskimos up 3, and now following that interception, we'll start from their 33-yard line. Duke Williams, the motion man, in a 5-receiver set. Play fake. Riley throws short right side. Bryant Mitchell hauls it in, and he's got first down yardage out to the 45-yard line.
And again, it's a receiver coming out of the tackle box into the flats. Mitchell fakes like he's going to block and turns around, goes the other way, and the Eskimos have 12 yards and a first down. 2:36 left.
Will this be another classic CFL finish? We've had a few here in week 17. First down Eskimos, From their 46-yard line, two-back set that gives to C.J. Gable inside. Mike Edom in on the stop, but not before he gets to the 50-yard line, and it's a four-yard pickup for the Eskimos.
Yeah, this will be the down of the game. You get a feeling that the Riders aren't going to be able to push the ball quickly, so they need the ball back now. Second and five. Potentially ball game on the line.
Moncrief comes over here to cover Vidal Hazleton. Second and five, Eskimos, their own 51. Riley's using all of the clock. Riders are stunting. Riley stands, throws, it's intercepted! Willie Jefferson to the house! And the Riders are going to take the lead if Willie gets into the end zone.
Oh, this is good. This is smart by Willie. This is a great, that's a great play.
Willie just now crossed the goal line with 1:37 to go.
That is a very astute play. First of all, it's a fantastic interception, a fantastic play. And then number seven takes as much time off the clock as he can by delaying himself. This is not the Winnipeg interception he had where he was just showboating. This was a good decision here to just delay the touchdown as long as possible. But right as everybody's leaving the building, Rider Nation is headed to the exits. Number seven says, hey guys, we're in this one.
The Riders lead 15-12 with 1:37 to go in the lineup for the point after attempt. Willie Jefferson with his second pick of the season and his second pick six.
And Jason Ma, how is Jason Maas getting away with being
roughing the passer?
I didn't even know you were allowed to challenge that.
John Hoffman has it unofficially as a 50-yard pick six for Willie Jefferson. And I'd love to get a look at the review that they're looking at for roughing the passer. So we have a command center review for Nelson Motors and Equipment in Avonlea, Radville, Estevan, Redverse, and Oxbow. Call today, 868-5000. So this is in the hands of Tom Valesi, the video replay judge in Toronto, and now we'll get a look at it, Luke.
Jason Moss was signaling there was a hand to the face of their starting quarterback here, Mike Riley. The TSN guys have shown a potential culprit. No. I don't know. I don't think that's pass. I don't think that's roughing the passer at all. Not the NFL.
In the NFL it is. I'm not sure it is here.
No, this is not. I mean, you don't have this written up. There's no way this is a roughing the passer call.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to be shocked if they call this. Not only will I be shocked, but the special teams will have to be on the field. No, there's no way they can call this roughing the passer. You're going to see an absolute revolt if this is roughing the passer. No, absolutely not.
Well, they're taking a very, very long look at this in Toronto, and it shouldn't take that long.
I would hope that the CFL officiating crew in Toronto is not going to let what they see in the NFL impact their decision here. This should not be a roughing the passer call. And I know I've said that 40 times right now, but this is going to be an absolute tragedy if this is called.
I'd suggest right now it's 50-50.
And with the review booth that's really fought hard to, but still haven't.
You got a crowd here ready to explode. Here's the call from Al Bradbury.
After review, the ruling on the field stands. Yeah. There is no penalty.
Touchdown! Yeah.
Edmonton is charged with the last timeout.
That was the right call under a desperation move. Riders are going to have to play defense, though, coming out. There's still 1:37 left in this game.
Lowther with the PAT for the first time since the 12:29 mark of the second quarter, the Riders lead this football game. And Lowther strokes it through, and the Riders are up 16-12. And you're so right, 1:37 left. I'd pick anybody but Mike Riley in this situation as the Riders will kick off here.
Well, it's going to start with containing Mike Riley. They've done a good job. In this third quarter, he hasn't been able to make a ton of plays with his legs. So that'll be first up, and you got to remember, he's got a big play guy in number 81, Duke Williams. And Duke hasn't had an impact on this game as yet. So let's hope that continues if you're supporters of the green and white.
1:37 to go as the Riders kickoff cover team takes to the field. This fourth quarter is for AGCO, Sunbelt Rentals, and A&W. And leave it to Willie Jefferson to turn the tide in the game. 50-yard pick six, and the Riders lead. Pascal Lockard and Martise Jackson are deep for the Eskimos.
And for those who left early, they're going to miss a fantastic finish.
Lowther's kick is high, not that deep. Martise Jackson up to take it outside the numbers, far side. 20, 30 to the 34. Sam Hurl in on the tackle. I believe it was Sam Hurl in there. And the Eskimos now with 1:32 to go. In a very hostile atmosphere, will start from their 34.
And you've got the two. I'll tell you, you got two of the best playmakers in the CFL on the edge here during this back half of the year, Charleston Hughes and Willie Jefferson. You got to think that they're going to have a role to play if they can get the ball back.
Eskimos down four, starting from their 34-yard line. 1:32 to go. One back set for Riley, five receivers. He drops straight back and is pressured, and he'll throw it away into the Saskatchewan sidelines. Second down, Evans was in there, Willie in there, second and 10.
Well, Jones doesn't take any pressure off. He sends the house, and he tells the DBs they're just going to have to win their one-on-one battles, and they take all options away that Riley had early. Definitely.
Everybody's on their feet, 31,335 in the house. Second and 10 Eskimos from their 34. Riders blitz. Riley hit for the backside, the ball's out, and he'll get on it at the 30. And it's third down Edmonton with 1:17 to go, and it was a loss of four.
Well, I'll tell you what, not a lot of people realized when they looked at the depth chart that the Riders released yesterday. Cam Judge was listed as a middle linebacker, and he's played fantastic football for them over the last few games and runs a stunt with Willie Jefferson, gets around the edge and knocks the ball down. Third and 14.
A thriller of a finish as predicted. This is it, the game's on the line. Eskimos third down, Gamble from their 30. Riley drops, goes downfield with this one. Hazleton, incomplete! They'll turn it over with 101 to go.
They go back to the matchup that they've been wanting all game. Hazleton versus Derek Moncrief, and this time Riley does not give Hazleton an opportunity to make a play. Throws it out of bounds. There's 101 left on the clock. The Riders are up four. All is good in Rider Nation right now.
Absolutely, because they're at the 30 of Edmonton, and at the very least, they can kick a field goal in this last 101. They show Chris Jones on the Sastel Maxtron watching that incomplete pass, and he throws his arms up as the offense is back out here taking over at the Edmonton 30-yard line.
No timeouts for the Eskimos. I'd expect the Saskatchewan Rough Riders to get on the ground as soon as possible here.
Twin tight ends for the Riders on first down from the Eskimo 30. And the gives to Trey Mason inside, and he doesn't have much. Nothing, as a matter of fact. Second and 10 upcoming from the Eskimo 30.
Well, they weren't intending to get any yards. Oh, it's all about ball security right now. Mason has two hands over the ball. As soon as he gets this, they'll let the clock tick down as much as they need to. They'll snap the ball, and realistically, they're in great Lowther field goal range here. And what's the point differential
again?
Eight.
They need to win by eight.
They just need to win.
Well, you asked to win
series. I totally agree. I asked. Yeah, you're exactly right.
From the Eskimo 30, it's second and 10. Trey Mason takes the handoff left, and he'll get to the 30. That's it, the original LOS. Third and 10 now with 33 seconds to go. And you know what the field goal will do is tie the season series.
Well, they're not kicking it. They're sending Zach Caleros back out, and they're going to try to get a first down. Either that or they're going to bleed the clock in victory formation. They're going to take a timeout. So they're letting 10 seconds bleed off. They'll take a timeout.
They take a timeout with 13 seconds to go.
And now they're going to send their long field goal team on to let Lowther kick them into a 7-point lead.
It'll be a 38-yard field goal attempt for Brett Lowther. And, of course, he's missed twice today. So this is real big. 14 seconds are left. Bartel calls for it from the 38. Lowther gets it off, and he's good. And the Riders go up 19-12 with 9 seconds to go, and they'll kick off.
And it was nice because you see number 18, Josh Bartel, he's so happy for Lowther. That'll get some confidence back for the young man. And now the Saskatchewan Roughriders will have 9 seconds to get this kickoff and cover it. Willie Jefferson. Hasn't been a player that's played better football for the Riders on that defense than Willie Jefferson over the last few games. I'll tell you, it's been impressive. That's what you got him for.
A guy that just loves the game of football, and they are headed to the exits, but with smiles on their face here at Mosaic Stadium. What a finish on Thanksgiving Day Monday.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you and yours, partner, and everybody over here at the CKRM team and the Harvard Broadcasting crew. It's been a good game.
With 9 seconds to go, Lowther kicks off. It's high and deep. Martise Jackson inside the Eskimo 10. 20 of Edmonton, 25 outside the numbers, far side, 30. With 2 seconds left on the clock.
So it'll be Hail Mary time here. They'll probably be 2-3 pass rushers, and Mike Riley's going to be looking at cover 9.
Matt Elam is deep way back at the Saskatchewan 35 as the Eskimos will scrimmage from their 31-yard line, last play of the game. And Riley takes the snap and drops straight back, steps up, looks downfield, and gives it a heave. It's in the air, it's coming out at the 15. It is caught by Brian Mitchell, but he's down on the 8, and that's it. That's the game. The Saskatchewan Roughriders survive, and they knock off the Edmonton Eskimos on this Thanksgiving Day Monday, and boy, do they have lots to be thankful for. Let's go down to Michael Ball on the sidelines.
And we're here with Kenny Shaw. Kenny had a pretty solid day today, but you got to be happy with your defense. That one bounced off your head and off your helmet in the end zone. I'm sure you're happy your defense rescued you.
Man, hey, forget defense. God is good, man. I feel like everybody in this stand got gray hairs, including us, but we pulled it out, and that's what the team about. So we go, move on to the next match and just be thankful for this win. It wasn't pretty, but we got it done.
Yeah, but it's not pretty when you get in this type of weather as we head to the playoffs. Seemed like a lot of playoff intensity out there, a lot of back and forth talking too.
Man, you got sometimes you got to eliminate that. And like you said with the drop ball, you got to eliminate stuff like that. You got to have short memory in a game like this, man. Because if you stay on plays like that, you won't win.
Well, we know you're thankful to be back making plays, and we're thankful you're in Rider Nation. Thanks for this, buddy.
Thank you.
Back to you guys.
All right, Michael Ball with Kenny Shaw. The fifth quarter's coming up next. Riders win it 19-12. This is the CFL on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.